Des pourceaux me regardent. À ma vue, ils vomissent sans mégarde. Ma peau est écaillée de croûtes couvertes de pus jaunâtre qui coulent lentement formant un emplâtre. Sur ma nuque, comme sur du fumier, pousse un énorme champignon pour m'empoisonner. Assis sur un meuble, informe, depuis des siècles repose ma crasse. Mes pieds ont pris racine dans le sol, faisant de moi une sorte de végétation vivace. De crevasses remplies d'ignobles parasites sanguinaires. Cependant, mon cœur bat. Mais comment ne battrait-il pas si la pourriture de mon cadavre, car je n'ose plus dire mon corps, abondamment, comme il se restaure sous mon aisselle gauche, une famille de crapauds a pris résidence. Quand l'un d'eux remue, il chatouille mes souffrances. Prenez garde qu'il ne s'en échappe pas et ne vienne gratter avec sa bouche le dedans de votre oreille. Il serait ensuite capable d'entrer dans votre cerveau qui sommeille. Sous mon aisselle droite, il y a un caméléon qui leur fait chasse pour ne pas mourir de faim. Il faut bien que chacun vive, parfois sur le dos de son prochain. élaborer ma verge pour prendre sa place. Elle m'a rendu eunuque, cet infâme garce. De petits hérissons qui ne croissent plus m'ont jeté au chien qui n'a pas refusé l'intérieur de mes testicules de puritain. L'anus a été intercepté par des crabes comme dit conjugal. Ils gardent l'entrée avec leurs pinces et me font beaucoup de mal. Deux méduses ont franchi les profondeurs du monde marin pour se cramponner aux deux parties charnues qui forment le derrière humain. Personne ne réalise qu'il a un derrière. Et pourtant, il y pense de temps en temps. C'est alors que ma chair disparaît par ces monstres du royaume de la viscosité. Ils ne m'ont rien laissé, rien. Égaux par la couleur, la forme et la férocité. Ne parlez pas de ma colonne vertébrale, puisque c'est un glaive qui la remplace. Je n'y fais plus attention. Mais votre demande est juste et vous tracasse. Vous désirez savoir, n'est-ce pas, pourquoi suis-je ainsi implanté ? Je ne m'en rappelle pas très clairement. Cependant, je l'ai décidé. Oui, il en fut ainsi. Car sachez que j'ai fait le vœu de vivre avec la maladie de l'immobilité. C'est cela que j'ai choisi. Jusqu'à ce que j'eusse, à ma dernière heure, réaliser mes nobles projets de vaincre le Créateur. Qui est le Créateur? Le savez-vous? Adieu. Adieu. Adieu, toi qui ne fais que passer et qui crains la mort. Tu raconteras un jour à ton fils, car j'en ai un, que tu as vu le mal au plus profond du mal, moi, mal d'aurore.
Listening to the Eternal Now, your headquarters for pretentious and obscure music. My name is Andy Ortman. This is also WFMU.org, as if you didn't already know that. We just heard a track from Horrific Child, untitled track from an untitled CDR, and I believe it's brand new, as in a few weeks ago. Up next, I would just like to say this is going to be my last show in the current studio that I'm in. I have to move my studio after next week. And I'm not sure, but I think it's hopefully going to be a move in the right direction. We'll see. I think I'm going to have a better view anyway. Up next, this is Pax Titania.
Who live within the womb of a technological society, our carnivorous needs must also be fulfilled. To meet this enormous demand, Western culture has developed the ultimate killing machine to feed the hungry masses. It's called the slaughterhouse. Life in this profession begins early in the morning. The death-dealing process is an all-day affair. Just the constant images of death existing within a silence that would not respond to my question. One of the more grotesque slaughtering techniques is the method of koshering. But when the machinery begins to rumble and the conveyor belts start to roll, sounds that expedite death are heard by animal and man alike. In a typical month, slaughterhouses across the country will kill nearly 3 million cows and 385,000 lambs. Each individual along the assembly line has his own specialty. Day after day, they continue to work in this environment of death. When the novelty wears off, the workers inform me, their job becomes a simple routine. But as the cow choked on its own blood, I could only feel pity. But when the machinery begins to rumble and the conveyor belts start to roll, sounds that expedite death are heard by animal and man alike. The waiter signals for the house specialty. The waiter signals for the house specialty. The waiter signals for the house specialty. The animal was now ready to become the main dish. The animal was now ready to become the main dish. After a matter of seconds, the gruesome ritual had ended. The skull was carved open for the delicate brains inside. The human being was killing for celebration, ready to devour the animal slaughtered. But as the cow choked on its own blood, I could only feel pity.
100 yards into the sky. She thought she was going to die, but we gave her the big reassure. There was plenty of room to spare. Shoplifters.
Okay, we are back with more talking. I know you guys love the talking. Anyway, didactic PUDs and the blobbits is what we just heard. The Count's Invisible Powder. Name of that track. Before that, John Bender with Rainy Day Sunshine Girl from, I don't remember now, I don't want to talk about it. Just before John was Ivor Cutler with Shoplifters. In front of that was Sleeping Mustache, a collaboration of Siggy from Stillup Stapa, Stapleton from Merciless Wound, a few other people, I forget who at the moment. They had a track, The Overnight Sister, and in front of Sleeping Mustache was Pain Teens of Yesteryear from Houston, Texas, with Slaughterhouse 666. From the Man-Made Disasters cassette. We did start that off with Pax Titania from the Catholic Tapes cassette. And up next, Ilan Memaroglu. Ah, yes. Thank you.
said to the bar, but to me in full bloom, ghost concealed and wrapped, yet spread as an open palm.
Stillwater Bon from the compilation Terra Serpents on World Serpent some years ago that came out for that Brett Nock with an untitled track from The Surface Volume 1 cassette. I believe that is also brand new on Catholic Tapes. Before that was Dominic Frontier from the Outer Limits soundtracks from the early 60s. That was the theme from Nightmare. Just before that, Smegma from a 1982 album, Pigs for Lepers. The name of the song was In the Murder Room. That was re-released by Harbinger in England. We did start that set off with Elan Memar Oglu, Turkish composer from the 60s and also into the 70s from a release, Face the Woods, Turn Left. My name is Andy Ortman, drinking some pina coladas today. As I did last night. I've been doing this for weeks now, actually. It's just really hot out, you know. Pina coladas. Anyway, up next, this is a track from Mike Valera from a new LP compilation on Complacency, which is run by Dan Burke. Known in the project Illusion of Safety. This seems to be a four-way split LP of solo individuals with their take on contemporary experimental guitar. So, without much further delay, this is Mike Valera.
Thank you.
set. That was Iron and Flesh with a track called Loss from a compilation from, I think, 83 on NER from Tortured Conscience. Before that, Mike Valera from a compilation also, four-way split, so to speak, of new contemporary guitar music. His track was Arm of the Sun. Tracks are all pretty good. I just got this in the mail today on Complacency. Check it out. This is the end for me. I gotta start packing up the studio, start moving it. Not really looking forward to it, but you know, gotta do what you gotta do. Anyway, this is all for me. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Eternal Now. And as always, keep checking WFMU for more awesome music. Bye-bye.
One of Gravy's animals.
I was afraid. I still am. It doesn't matter now.
Stupid, crazy woman.
Wayne, I think I found a way out. Come on down and have a look.
What is it?
Like that for millions of years, but it was there. It was real. It was alive.